What's up, crew? My name is Kelsey Zudema, and welcome to the Real is Empowering podcast. Through creating a healthy lifestyle as well as being an entrepreneur, I knew that I could not be in this journey alone. So I wanted to create a podcast that interviewed other real people who are going through an entrepreneurship journey as well as creating a healthy lifestyle and what that means and looks like to them. Through this podcast, I hope to be real as well as empower you on your journey. If you find anything that is beneficial during this podcast, please press share and subscribe. It means a lot to me as I'm just starting out on this platform. Remember, real is empowering. A 21-year-old restaurant owner based in the south suburbs of Chicago, she is passionate about all things food and loves to cook. When she has free time, she enjoys walking outdoors and playing with her adorable puppy, Piper. Her family and her boyfriend are her life and main support system. She's a firm believer in Jesus Christ, and she has the determination to conquer anything. She hopes to one day write a cookbook aimed at helping other people who struggle with food find healthy ways to eat well. This is Julia, and I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name, so how about you say your last name?
Capocious?
Yeah, no, we were going to be way, way off with that one, so glad that you said it.
Oh, yeah, it's complicated. I don't blame you.
No. So Julia and I have had the honor of getting to know each other. We went to college together and kind of rekindled a friendship most recently, and I love Julia. I will just say that. Julia, you are so much fun to talk to. You're encouraging, supporting, and I could not think of a better first person to have on this new podcast that I'm doing. So I would like you to just start out with, you know, what do you do for a living? What's your journey?
So I am a restaurant owner and operator. I own a pizza restaurant, part of a pizza franchise based in the south suburbs of Chicago. So I eat, sleep, and breathe everything food constantly. And I work a lot. But I mean, I went to school, I got a business degree from Grace, the same place you did.
Yeah.
And kind of being in the restaurant business was always the dream. Working with food is something that I've always wanted to do. And so I was really lucky I got the opportunity to do that right out of college. And that's kind of where I headed. And so that's what I do every day. I manage employees. I manage the restaurant. I'm in the kitchen 99% of the time. And I love what I do.
Good. You work so many hours in a week.
I do work so many hours.
I am so impressed. Whenever you post your, you know, hours or whatever, I'm like, girl, you are a boss. I'm like, go ahead. So props to you for
doing that. That's when being salary comes back to bite you in the butt.
Yeah. You know, you don't get paid overtime.
Working 85 hours a week for 40 hours of paycheck is interesting, yeah. But we make it work.
Yeah, and I think it's so cool how right out of college you became essentially your own boss. And I just kind of want you to speak on the struggles that come with that as well as the really, really cool parts that come with it.
Of course, of course. So I'll start with the hard part so that we end on a positive. The hard part about it is when you work for yourself, work follows you everywhere. So it's not one of those things where I can leave all the paperwork at the office and come back to it tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, my work is 24/7. So if I need to answer a phone call at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I don't technically have to go into work until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I have to answer that phone call. That is my main priority. And I mean, there are a lot of people out there that have jobs that require them to be on call 24/7. But one of the parts of my job is being that person that everybody answers to. So I've got vendors calling me, employees calling me, and I'm the person that has to have all of the answers. You know, I can't run it by my boss because that's me.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean, the positive side of that is I get to make all of those decisions. So if there's something that I want to do, if there's a certain way I want things to be done, I just have to say, this is the way it's going to be. And that's the way that it's going to be. And I've been really lucky to be given that opportunity to be able to do that, especially coming from someone with an education. And so I can say, you know, I've been formally trained in the ways of advertising. And so when I call our advertising company, because we do everything through a franchise, I can say, this is the way that I want our mailers to go out, because I know personally that that's the best route to handle that. And I have the power to make that decision.
Yeah. So you kind of are like, you're everything in your business, which has its pros and cons, like you just discussed. Sounds like you're pretty popular. You just get a ton of phone calls.
That's one of the perks in my job, is a lot of it is a phone call. Mm-hmm. So I get calls all day, every day from everybody. But the good thing is that if I want to go and take all my phone calls at Starbucks, I can do that some days.
Right.
So
you work.
It works out
from wherever.
Forever, yes.
Yeah,
always.
Forever and wherever that you want.
Yes. We meet vendors. We've gotten calls from vendors at 5:30 in the morning because they can't get into the building. And it's, you got to. And I work a half hour away from where I live.
Wow.
So if someone calls with an emergency, it takes me a half hour to get to and from work.
Right.
So
yeah, you got that.
Yeah,
you got that commute.
Yes, especially, but the good thing about my commute, and we're gonna keep it on the positive upstrike here, is that it gives me a lot of time to plan my day and plan what I'm gonna do, and make sure that I've got everything straight in my head.
Yeah.
And it allows me a lot of time, not only just plan for my job, but like plan for the rest of my day. Mm-hmm. So like what I'm going to have for dinner and that kind of thing. And it helps me kind of map my way into, I'm going to say the word wrong, compartmentalizing my life. Just so that I have a break from my job and have some type of like semi-normal life going on.
Yeah. Yeah. So going off of that, being a business owner, obviously you're extremely busy, which you just touched on, and planning and stuff like that, that's important to you because you have to have a structure to your day. And obviously it's not always going to go as planned, but what does it look like for you in regards to implementing, you know, a healthy lifestyle into that busy work life? How have you succeeded in that area? How have you struggled? Just touch on what it looks like in implementing healthy lifestyle to someone who's extremely busy.
Yeah. Yeah. So the motto that I've kind of adopted since starting this journey has been, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And I wake up every morning with a plan, and it never goes that way because that's just the way of the world. You can plan all you want, but 9 times out of 10, somebody's going to have some unforeseen issue. And the perk of being the boss is the one that has to swing with the punches. So most days, like, I can try to meal prep, and I can try to say that, like, I'm going to get to the gym by this time of the day, or I'm going to wake up early and do this, you know? But ultimately, something always comes up. And so it's just trying to constantly be flexible with what you're doing and what your plan was. So if I'm going to get up and say that I'm going to get this paperwork done and then I'm going to go to the gym and the paperwork ends up taking a little bit longer, then I have to kind of rearrange my schedule and then I don't get to go to the gym until after I go to work. Mm-hmm. And I firmly believe that if you're not flexible in what you're doing and you don't leave yourself multiple options for what you're going to do every day, especially when you're as busy as I am, there's no way that you're going to get everything done that you need to get done. And the good thing about this program and the good thing about the way that I work as a person is that I can kind of move my schedule around where my time out to go to the gym or my time out to make shakes or my time out to make my teas has like 3 or 4 time slot options in my day. Mm-hmm. So that if I miss the morning time slots for stuff, I know that I have the nighttime time slots for that stuff. And I'm not always the best at it. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. And I don't always have the energy to fit all of my time slots into my day. But I do try my best to recognize that there's always going to be something going on. There's always going to be work. There's always going to be stress. And so it's trying to fit things that I know I need to make time for into my life. And it's a struggle. It's a struggle. It's not the easiest thing in the world to say, okay, I know that I'm stressed out right now, but I need to fit more things into my day.
Yeah.
Because trying to convince yourself that fitting more time and fitting more activity into 24 hours when you work 13 hours a day is a really, really big mental game. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of sitting down and trying to like persuade yourself almost into doing something that your body really doesn't, but your mind knows that if you don't do it, your body will never be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you out here preaching. I love it. This is why I wanted you on here, because you speak so much truth. You're one of the most encouraging people that I have ever met, despite your long hours of work, your stress levels. I can always find you encouraging other people, which I think it speaks, you know, a ton about your character and who you are as a person. And, you know, I not only appreciate your work ethic, but I also appreciate, you know, who you are and who you show up to be for other people. It's amazing. So I would just say, so this podcast is really about two very important things to me that I want to speak on to other people, because I know that there's a ton of other people going through it. And so it's really about entrepreneurship, but also healthy lifestyle and combining those two things and how that works in a day-to-day lifestyle. And so we kind of covered the entrepreneurship part, a little bit of a healthy lifestyle, but I want to hear your health journey and why you are so passionate about creating a healthy lifestyle for yourself and why you continually pursue that from day to day.
Yeah, of course. So I'm one of those, I don't know if you want to call it typical cases, where I feel like I've been on a diet since I was 12. And I say diet purposely. And I mean, I'm one of those kids that was on Weight Watchers when she was 13, and I've been struggling with weight basically my whole life. And about 3 years ago, two or three years ago, I did another program, and I'm not going to say which one, and I lost about 65 pounds, but I did it in the worst way possible and the most unhealthy way possible, and my mentality was, if I didn't lose 5 or 6 pounds a week, I was doing something wrong, and I would go deeper into that unhealthy way of doing. And it worked. I mean, I lost 65 pounds, but as soon as you go back to something semi-normal and living a lifestyle that's sustainable, it came right back. And it wasn't worth all of the effort and all of the time that I put into it because it wasn't healthy. It accomplished a goal. The goal was to be skinny, but it accomplished the goal that should never have been there in the first place, because the goal shouldn't have been pant sizes. The goal should have been health. The goal should have been clarity and purpose. So after that, I was kind of defeated because I realized that, like, yes, I had accomplished what I thought that I needed and I thought that I wanted, but that ultimately didn't make me happy. And it proved that I had put so much weight into the way that I looked and not the way that I felt. So then I set out on this journey to try and find other ways that I was going to make myself happy instead of make myself thin. And tried tons of other stuff that tried everything else that everybody else was doing. Hopped on board so many other trains, trying to find what was going to work for me. And kind of figured out that the only thing that was going to work for me was sitting down with myself, no matter what program, and just kind of saying, I know what I need now because I learned it the hard way. So how am I going to push myself to do what I need to do to be happy? And then finding some way, some method, some program that was going to allow me to do that. And one of the things that I kind of discovered on the way there was how important support systems are. Because for somebody who's been through as many programs as I've been through and as many fad diets and miracle teas and stuff like that, it's important to have people behind you that say, yes, all of those other things didn't work for you, but that doesn't mean you failed. And that doesn't mean that this is it. That doesn't mean that just because those five other programs didn't work for you doesn't mean that you're a lost cause. And that's one of the things kind of with this program and with the support system that I found that, I mean, there are people doing this program that are like, I had chocolate today and it was amazing and I'm not going to hate myself for it because why not, you know, not undermining their goals and not saying that they're going to do it every day, but accepting the fact that we're human. Accepting the fact that trying to be happy and trying to be healthier doesn't mean you have to be miserable in the process. And that was what I had found in all of my previous journeys, was that I was miserable, but I justified it because I thought I was going to be happy in the end. And you don't have to be miserable the whole time. You can be happy in the process.
Yes, yes. So I am a firm believer in a longevity mindset, which is why I preach so much on lifestyle, not diet. And you know this, I've said it probably to you a lot of times. but really just it's sustainability, right? And a healthy lifestyle, not a diet. And I love hearing people's whys. I love hearing the passion and the purpose behind what you're doing. So I just want to know what, in regards to longevity mindset, creating a healthy lifestyle, what is your why? Why do you pursue to be better every single day in regards to a healthy lifestyle? What's your end goal? Because like you said, it's not pant sizes, right? Like we're all beautiful. It doesn't matter what pant size you are. But what matters is the real purpose behind it all, because you're doing it for a purpose. So what's that why to you?
That why for me is to be able to have a family, physically have a family, and emotionally have a family, and be present. Because I grew up with parents that were not healthy. And my mom struggled with infertility. It took my parents 13 years to have kids.
Wow.
Because my mom was overweight and had a lot of health issues that came with that prevented her from having kids. And I don't want to be that way. I want to be able to have a healthy body so that I can have children and I can have the family that I want. And then I want to be able to take those kids to the park and not run out of breath. I want to be able to travel with them and take them places and just be present and not have to worry about having weight-related issues slow me down from experiencing all that comes with growing with a family and growing with a husband and being present for the things that really truly matter. Because watching someone so close to you struggle with health issues because of their weight and have them miss some of the most important parts of your life, I mean, it affects you for the rest of your life. And I don't want that for my family.
Dang. If that's not a strong why, I don't know what is. You're getting me all emotional over here. By the way, I can't wait for you to be a mom. Like, I think when I think of you as a mom, like, I think of you as the coolest mom. Like, I don't know. It's just whenever you say that, like, your purpose and stuff, I'm just like, Julia's going to be a bomb.com mom. Like, I'm so excited.
I can't wait.
You're going to be such a fun mom. Like, adopt me. Adopt me. But, no, I think that the why is so important, and I think that your why is incredible and inspiring, and I know there's so many people out there that have a similar why. So, thank you for being open and sharing that. And to kind of shift as well as, you know, end our episode, I wanted to ask just some fun little questions just to get to know you a little bit better and the audience to know you a little bit better. So
yeah,
what is your favorite meal or dessert?
Ooh, well, I work in food, so I have both. I work in pizza, so I feel like I'm kind of sort of obligated to say pizza.
Yeah.
But also, I will never say no to tacos. That is just a personal rule.
Yep.
You offer me tacos, I kind of have to say yes. And then dessert is kind of a toss-up between ice cream and cheesecake. Ooh. It depends on the mood.
Yeah. What's your favorite ice cream?
Probably Moose Tracks, because I like Reese's.
Peanut butter and chocolate. I tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
Best combination.
You can't go wrong with peanut butter and chocolate.
You really
can't. There's just no way.
You really can't. Okay, so what is a hobby that you have?
A hobby? Ooh.
When you have time.
That's a tough one, yeah. I don't really have too many hobbies just because I work quite a bit. I can tell you hobbies that I'd like to have or hobbies that I've tried.
Yeah, do that. Do a hobby that you've tried, that you enjoyed.
So I actually took up oil pastels.
Okay, Picasso.
Yeah, like art and sketching and that kind of thing. And when I was in college and I would get super stressed out, I had a bag that had like oil pastel pad paper in it and like three sets of oil pastels, like the big cardboard boxes. And I would truck this bag down to the lake and I would sketch at the lake. And so, like, I have sketches of, like, campus and, like, sketches of the lake and everything because that's what I did to, like, calm down a little bit.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
That's important. Have something that's therapeutic almost. That's your, you know, your getaway, because we need that. So when mine is, like, so cliche, mine is going to the gym usually because I really love just sweating it out. If I'm frustrated or whatever, sometimes if I'm really frustrated, I'll literally cry at the gym while I sweat, but you can't tell because I have sweat on my face.
Because you're sweating.
Right. But
that
I think
is brilliant.
It's so important. Yeah. It's so important to have something for yourself that when you need a moment, you take that moment, because I think healthy lifestyle also includes, hey, I'm taking care of myself, not just physically, but mentally. That's so important.
Right.
So I love that. And I might copy you because that sounds like fun. I can't paint worth anything, but it sounds
fun. The good thing about oil pastels is that if you mess it up, you just smudge it or you erase it.
Oh, perfect.
It's great.
Okay.
Because I can't paint. I have no sense of art, but like I can blend things with my finger. Like it's fine.
I love it. Okay, well, I'm going to have to look into that because that sounds fun. What is your dream travel destination? If you could go anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Madrid, Spain.
Wow, specific.
That is very specific, and it's been a dream since I was, like, in high school because I took 8 years of Spanish.
Wow.
And I basically have a minor in Spanish from Grace. I just didn't study abroad because I tested into all the advanced stuff. So I speak Spanish every single day at my job because my staff is Hispanic. Mm. So I just want to go to Spain and be able to navigate my way through like the small parts of Spain and see all the world has to offer. And I just, one day I'll get there.
That sounds incredible. I would want you with me because you know how to speak Spanish a lot better than me. But that sounds amazing. I can't wait to see those pictures when you go. Because speak it into existence because it's going to happen. Last one, what is your favorite TV show?
Criminal Minds.
Ooh.
Criminal Minds, hands down. Mm-hmm. And if not Criminal Minds, then probably NCIS. I like criminal shows.
Yes.
I
love criminal shows too. Seriously. Yeah. Okay. And last thing, if you could wrap up in a nutshell, what does a healthy lifestyle mean to you?
A healthy lifestyle means no restriction. Mm. So it means having the freedom to do, to believe and to accomplish anything that I want to because I have the mindset and the ability to.
I love it. Well, it has been a joy to get to interview you for this first podcast and hearing your heart and all that you do. So thank you so much for taking the time out of your day because I know you're busy to come on and talk to not only me, but everybody that's going to hear this podcast and hopefully be impacted by it. So I really appreciate you, girl.
Yes. Thank you for having me. It's been an honor.
Yeah.
To be a part of something as you're starting up, and I love watching you just thrive because you are just taking off over there.
Oh, thank you.
An honor to be by your side.
Y'all, when I tell you, you see, she's such an encourager. She got me over here feeling confident. I appreciate you. But all right, well, I'm going to let you go. And I hope that you have a great day and that work is not too busy. Well, I hope it's busy because that means good for business, but I hope that
making
you're not...
making money for me.
Right. I hope you're not stressed. How about that? That's a better way to put it.
There we go. That's good.
All right, y'all. Remember, real is empowering, and thank you for tuning in. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in this week. I hope you benefited from something within that podcast. And stay on the lookout for next week's podcast. If you want to connect with me, if you have feedback, if you want to follow me, you can find me on my page, Crew, K-R-E-W, underscore work, W-E-R-K. Just Crew spelled backwards. Go give that Insta page a follow. And there you can find my blog as well, which is chock full with valuable content that I've learned through my journey, tips, tricks, and everything in between. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and it's real and empowering.